remain standing for the reading of God's word.
Yes, and please open your Bibles if you have one. Matthew chapter 11. Our text will be the first 15 verses. If you're visiting, just know that our progress in the faith here includes progress through the various books of the Bible, and we are preaching through Matthew, and we are preaching chapter by chapter and verse by verse. We read the text for the morning, and we explain it, and then I help you make application. Application means you receive the teaching as your own teaching, as the Lord speaking to you. And without application, the word does you no good. So believe it and obey it, but make it your own as the Lord gives you grace. Matthew 11, verses 1 through 15. When Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up. The poor have the good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "But did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you're willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Thus far reading God's holy, inerrant, inspired word. "All flesh is as grass, its beauty is as the flower of the field. The grass withers and its flower fades. The word of our God endures forever." This is the word of God that was just read. Now, by God's help, it'll be preached. Please be seated. In chapter 10, we learned a little bit about the nature of the gospel ministry. We had lots of warnings, lots of instructions to the messengers as the Lord Jesus was sending them out. And then he finishes that chapter with mention of rewards for their labors, because after all, the gospel ministry is work. And it is not work that is so pleasant that it doesn't need strong motivation. And rewards are a great motivation. We speak of that. We shouldn't have a false humility that never looks ahead to what God may be pleased to give us in terms of our inheritance, in terms of his gracious reward, not compensating us for our work as wages, because after all, these things are gifts from him. But yet, as a gracious father would give his children gifts and inheritance, such is our rewards. In this section here, we're still, in a way, talking about rewards, but one rewards of honor, rewards of distinction for their service and for their fidelity, for their character, for the fruit of their lives. And so sometimes, you know, when you go through the Bible and you're reading, you come across a chapter break. It helps because it's a whole different segment. But sometimes, well, the chapter break is soft, and this is a soft break going from chapter 10 into chapter 11. The teaching here in these 15 verses is as follows. Jesus' claim to be the coming one is offensive, is a stumbling block to many devout people in his day. Jesus' claim that he is the coming one, the Messiah, is really offensive. It's a stumbling block to many devout persons. But the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as receive him as the coming one. It's the message itself is easy to trip over because of who Jesus is and how he's presenting himself and the claims, the amazing claims that come in the gospel. And yet all who are able to receive him and the truth of his message these belong to the kingdom of heaven. We've got two points in this passage. In verses 1 through 6, we'll see that the gospel of the Lord Jesus can be offensive, and it can be offensive even to the most devout of religious people. Earnest disciples can still stumble and not be clear and miss. That's what we'll see, verses 1 through 6. And then in the remaining verses of this passage, 7 through 15, we'll see that the least person who does believe and enters the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. The least who enters by faith and receives Messiah in his kingdom is greater than John the Baptist, who is the greatest, according to Jesus, of the Old Testament prophets. Now that is a huge claim. That's why I'm saying soft break from chapter 10 into chapter 11, continuing on with amazing incentives of seemingly, if not rewards, at least honor. Honor. Why? We need this motivation, my friends. We must strive to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the violent, we say, take it by force. We'll see what this means in just a second. Verse 1 then, Jesus finishes instructing his disciples. He's going on. He's between cities. And now someone approaches him. The Lord Jesus is always busy. He's when he's not on the move, he's teaching and preaching in their synagogues, various places. And then even between cities, people are wanting to hear from him and they have questions. And so he's between cities. And then when John, now this is John the Baptist, he's been incarcerated because he very much upset Herod, King Herod, by letting him know that the matter of his marriage was illicit, and his daughter took vengeance upon that remark. And we'll see that. We're getting ahead of ourselves. He's now in prison. He's still not been martyred, but John is in prison for the sake of the truth of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of Christ. So John the Baptist's disciples here are in this passage. These were very devout Jewish men. John heard in prison about the deeds of Christ. It goes to show you that those who are even near Christ and are not even disciples are so full of thought of the distinction of Jesus that they gossip the gospel, or they gossip about Christ. They tell others about what he is doing. He is a sensation, or as we might say, he's a phenomenon.